Steveston resident Karina Reed is calling on the City of Richmond to raise the Pride flag and the Progress Pride flag at City Hall. Reed also said she'd like to see a Every Child Matters flag raised on Truth and Reconciliation Day as well. Reed's husband Andrew Reed will be speaking on the issue at Monday's City Council meeting agenda to make these suggestions to mayor and councillors. The Progress Pride flag was created by the creator of the original Pride flag, Daniel Quasar. The Progress Pride flag, in addition to the original six colors of the Pride flag, also includes white, pink and light blue from the transgender flag and brown and black stripes to represent people of color and people who died of AIDS. The current flag policy only allows flags of different countries, provinces or territories to be raised at City Hall as well as the Olympic flag at special occasions. The policy, however, does allow City Hall to fly an organizational banner, that is, a cloth banner in a flag format, of a non-for-profit or special interest group. There are also provisions in the flag policy of when the flag can be lowered to half-mast. The City of Vancouver raised the Progress Pride flag as well as a flag celebrating transgender people for the first time this year. While the Pride flag hasn't been flown at Richmond City Hall, the city installed a rainbow crosswalk 3 years ago to show support for the LGBT community. It wasn't without controversy. Dozens of people came to City Council to speak against the rainbow crosswalk, while many others spoke in favor. In the end, City Council voted 8-1 in favor of installing the rainbow crosswalk with Count Chalk O voting against it.